Some helmet wearers, however, have had truly remarkable experiences. British research psychologist Susan Blackmore, writing in New Scientist, recounted, among other things, "Something seemed to get hold of my leg and pull it, distort it, and drag it up the wall. I felt as though I had been stretched halfway up to the ceiling. Then came the emotions. Totally out of the blue, but intensely and vividly, I felt suddenly angry. Not just mildly cross, but that sort of determinedly clear-minded anger out of which you act. Only there was nothing and no one to act on. After perhaps 10 seconds, it was gone, but later was replaced by an equally sudden fit of fear. I was just suddenly terrified of nothing in particular. Never in my life have I had such powerful sensations coupled with the total lack of anything to blame them on. I was almost looking around the little room to find who was doing it." Blackmore attributed her experiences to the magnetic field changes. The wave of the future? In general, Persinger's electromagnetic wave helmet was treated by the popular science media as a dramatic and revolutionary discovery, as the journalists' comments show. Indeed, the helmet was a perfect science versus religion story. It was thought to deeply challenge religious people, but provide only mild discomforts or none for materialists. For example, Jack Hitt wrote in Wired, "To those of us who prefer a little mystery in our lives, it all sounds like a letdown. And as I settle in for my mind trip, I'm starting to get apprehensive. I'm a lapsed Episcopalian clinging only to a hazy sense of the divine, but I don't especially like the idea that whatever vestigial faith I have in the Almighty's existence might get clinically lobotomized by Persinger's demo. Do I really want God to be rendered as explicable and predictable as an endorphin rush after a 3-mile run? And from Canada's Saturday Night, "The new discipline's, neurotheology's, findings are absolutely consistent, after all, with what science has been doing to religion for 500 years. No one should be shocked. Titillated, maybe, but not shocked." A third option, off the scale between titillation and shock, is caution. But in stories about the God helmet, caution flags such as the following were seldom, if ever, waved.